In a panicked rush of movement, the woman jumped off the dock into the tangle of twigs and leaves below. She sank quick into the wild sea, dropping fast. The words of the journal were bubbling in her head, obstructing her thoughts. Whispers, release, the caves, the sun, a fire, the moon, words, words, and more words. She reached out and grabbed onto the side of a great animal, a ship, it would seem. A Morca. She climbed quickly up onto the beast, inside and out of the light. So let's do a shopping montage. Who wants to go shopping?
Do you guys know what we would need on the sea?
We should get some diving equipment.
Diving equipment?
You for guys... us or for Morca?
Both. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, if you don't want spirits flooding into Morca's molars, you know, that might be a...
How well does Morca deal with going under? I mean, it's a Morca, so...
Well, half of his back is a little bit exposed.
What are your defensive capabilities on the Morca?
Okay, well, first, it's just Morca, although I think we should think of, like, a really cool nickname for Morca.
I really think we should think of, like, a whole-ass name.
Yeah, like a whole-ass, full-ass...
Yeah.
It'll be, like a... Just Republic, a nickname, but Morca's Morca.
But, like, the entire ass needs to be covered, though. If we're going to cover our asses, it should be the whole thing.
I can ask him when we get back.
Yeah. I mean, we also... Do you need pants? Is that what you're talking about? You said your ass isn't covered, but no. It looks fine.
I mean, these function as pants.
It's a figure of speech.
They don't have butts. I just realized that.
Ah.
Yeah, okay.
They're in my pants. It's...
Right.
I'm completely self-sufficient. I don't need a butt.
You know what, man? All right, cool.
All right.
Meta question. Do my friends have asses?
I am made of metal.
Okay. I don't have an ass.
I have not an ass.
He has one of those exercise balls, the little...
deflates and inflates, whatever he said.
Yeah.
I have really killer abs.
That's crazy. If there's anything... Let's do just a quick montage to see if we can grab things. It doesn't have to be shopping, but if you want to montage... finding captains, if you want to montage finding scrap metal, if you want to montage gathering information, then we can make some rolls for that. I think that might be a better use of our time rather than going to captain.
Yeah, I think I'd be montage trying to get some seals for Morca, and I'd be willing to trade hallucinogenic sheddings of myself.
Gotcha.
Which are a rare resource.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, just have those.
Let's see if you can find anybody who's willing to trade that. So let's do some
rolls.
I'm going to go one by one, and I'm going to start with Michael and go around the table from there. What do you want to look for?
I'm looking for, I feel like I would have a salvage and or specimen guy here. I think he's looking for stuff that he can blow stuff up with or reagents and
some raw resources to help you make your bomb.
Yeah.
Or make your weapon.
Yeah. Cause you know, sometimes you just need to be able to breathe acid
Sure. Yeah.
Sometimes you need to be able to eat ghosts. And if I need to be able to eat ghosts, sometimes I need to be able to mix a couple things together, drink it, and then eat ghosts.
Well, this is true.
You need a lactaid with that, or
it's kind of, it's basically a lactaid, but it's a lactaid, but for the human
the ethereal,
spirit.
Yeah. For the incorporeal.
Exactly. So I just need something I can
phasmate.
Because famously, everything in the wild sea is dairy based. Famously, you always need an ass. If you are lactose intolerant,
hey, what's the name of the first captain?
Finnegan, Captain Finnegan, yeah. whose wife is Altadena. All right, so let's go home, build a dice pool for me.
I mean, you know what I'm thinking. You know I'm thinking.
Tell me. Convince
me. I'm thinking sharps. I'm thinking outwit. I'm thinking, I mean, the mere existence of the drinking thorn is indicative of me having resources specifically on this island.
I think because you specifically said that you have a guy that you go to, I think you can try to weasel something out of him by trying to convince him to give you his finest specimens.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think those work. I think those are good pools.
So is that that's 4 plus 1 for like the drinking thorn?
No drinking thorn on this one. Okay, I don't think it's going to apply, but I will have it be high impact. So it'll be good.
So, but 5?
Go for it, yeah. Damn, dude.
All right.
That's 4 sixes.
Holy.
4 sixes.
Yeah, you want to yell Yahtzee?
Yahtzee? Captain Twinkie. Yo.
Yahtzee.
Yahtzee.
Can that be a ship? Whatever the fuck his ship is named.
No, that is not his name.
The Yahtzee.
Captain Twinkie. The Yahtzee. Come on.
The Yahtzee.
It's a big boat and they're on the ocean.
No.
The twist is that. So inside the name for our ship.
It's spelled Yachtsea.
Captain Big Twinkie's ship.
Great name for a ship.
Is the Bronze Azure.
The Bronze Azure?
It is not.
Could have been Yahtzee.
The Bronze Azure sound. Okay, sorry.
No. So, what is this twist? Like, and the twist cannot be that Captain Twinkie's ship is called Yahtzee.
Damn it!
That is a hard no.
So, right through us!
Twinkie's ship can't be the Yahtzee. But ours could.
Like, as Jarvis the Thief, also his ship becomes.
What is the twist specifically pertaining to this specific action?
It's got
to
be real good.
Remind me exactly what the action you're taking is.
If you're going montage zone, so you know in like those chef shows where they show up to like a fish market really early and they're like haggling with the guy, this is like the equivalent of that, but it's like baby, what's the pangolin squid? That's a creature
what?
In this.
Oh,
there's
no.
like a squid pangolin, like those... There's like roe eggs, but filled with like multi-eyed
exotic
birds.
Good stealer. And specifically with Venek, his ability is to take raw resources and use them to his advantage, whether it be a small potion that he injects into somebody or himself, correct?
Yeah.
So this is what he's doing. He's finding rare resources that he can use.
I have a twist, but this is a world that I'm building now.
Okay. You're the captain.
That specimen that the ghost captain shot out of his gun, you see it in the shop.
Okay.
Wait, I collected it.
Yeah.
Collected some of it.
Oh, the rest of it's there.
Yeah.
So there's more decayed spoop sample?
Yeah. Unless you guys have something different.
I was going to say, my twist is this guy who you go to is like a hardcore believer in the doomsday stuff and thinks that it's all going to end here. So he doesn't see the point of just keep and stuff. He's just like, have at it.
I could do both. I think both make sense.
I mean,
I kind of like have at it. I kind of like fire sale.
I think it was 4 sixes.
I know. Yeah, we're gonna do both. I think you see the sample there. You see the goop sample that you collected earlier. And that and the dude's like, man, take whatever you want. Just take it, whatever you want. You can fill up all your vials. You have 8 vials.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And two of them are currently in use. Right now you have the spore sample.
I have a luminescent bone and a decayed spoop sample. And then
you got the spores from the reactivated.
That's the spoop sample. You called it a spoopy.
No, you have 3.
Wait, what?
Because right before the captain appeared, you said you got a vial of all the spores.
Oh, right, yeah, right, right.
So you got 5 open spots.
Okay.
So you're going to get 5 samples for free. Four sixes, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Never going to see that again.
No. Do you want
right specimen, the next roll?
Specimen and salvage mix. Oh, how's this? I'll roll on the table.
Roll on the table. Roll 5 times and just give me whatever it is, and then I'll give you a positive aspect for whatever it is.
Oh, okay. So that's 3.
That's going to be an ore
and 3,
and a 3. It's going to be a rusted ore. But I think it is going to be a pure rusted ore.
I like pure rust.
Yeah, pure rust. Let's do pure rust.
Oh, shit. He can make thermite. He has pure rust. He's halfway there.
All right, give me another one. Bart, do you just want to go around the table and the guys pick one?
kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pick sure, a pick
one. Any combination.
Any combination?
Any combination.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I went. I was like looking over it, and I said, "Okay, time to choose the two words you fall on." And it was bloody guy.
Look at that bloody guy.
Hold on. Hold on. Wait. Don't write that down.
He's a bloody little guy.
Dylan, you keep doing this. You keep saying things that make a lot of sense. And I can't fight it, but I really want to.
I mean, you know.
Bloody.
It's specifically for like strange. Like, how about this?
Small bloody specimen. Let's just do that.
Well, tell me.
It's got to fit in one of your vials. It's not just going to be a bloody guy.
No, it's a little guy.
That, what does that mean?
He's just a little guy.
It's nothing.
He's just a little guy, Joe.
That's nothing.
It's like a little, it's a little worm.
I'm going to say bloody pinwolf. Bloody pinwolf paw. Okay. Little guy.
Do pinwolves have paws? All right, buddy. You got...
It's the pin.
Thought-logged depression?
Wait, what was it?
Thought-logged depression?
Yeah, great.
There you go.
Is that a whisper or a specimen?
I think it's going to be a whisper, and it's a whisper that is going to say...
Boy, I wish I was doing this with anybody else.
I think dialogue depression whisper
imminent recast
is going to be in a spiraling cycle. In a spiraling cycle is the whisper that you get out of this. Thought log depression. I literally have to be the filter for all of
you. Because then you can have a thought logged little guy.
Yeah.
Or you can have a...
This whisper specifically is in one of your vials, so it is not absorbed into you.
Okay.
So marked it as a vial.
Yeah, you guys are being ridiculous. anyway, you've got some fleshy fluid.
Fleshy fluid?
Liquid flesh, yes. Liquid flesh.
Boy, howdy.
Thanks, I hate it.
Yeah, oh, we... boy.
You're not a fan of fleshy fluid?
And then how many more do you have? You have two more, right?
It's just me.
All right, you get to choose whatever one you want.
All right, I'm just gonna do. Okay, so that's one. So that's so that lands in fleshy, and then
fleshy.
That's eight. So that's one, two,
a lot
three,
of fleshy
four,
ones.
Five,
yeah, a lot
six,
of fleshy
seven.
Ones.
No, it's fleshy is a category.
Yeah,
so
no,
it's
I mean the bloody and the fleshy.
There's
are,
a lot.
So of, both in the same.
So it's
one.
Glandular.
Yeah,
glandular.
Mm-hmm. Glandular, and then so that's
Lansbury.
Two.
Angular.
Glandular Lansbury. Glandular podlet.
Glandular podlet?
Yeah, so it's like a lymph node that's also a seed pod.
That's a leviathan lymph node, baby.
I think, yeah, that's what it's going to be. I think it's going to resemble a shark egg.
Okay.
So you can even write like leviathan baby pod.
Leviathan row.
Yes, 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 yes.
Jeebus creebus.
You
right.
Got four sixes, dude. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's more than three sixes, and that's pretty good.
You know what, man? You're freaking right about
Will's
that.
Will's right, he's right.
Wow.
Sam,
wow.
What do you want to do? What's
so I'm
your
guessing
montage?
That like this is kind of like a montage of the rest of the night?
Montage until the night.
Until the night.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to say, so the dance hasn't happened yet.
No.
Okay.
This is probably leading up to the dance.
This is leading up to the dance. I'm just going to kind of walk around and see if I can run into any captains and just, or just, I'm kind of just wandering around this space right now, talking to people at random, seeing okay. if I can make any more allies.
So you're looking for allies.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a roll. And depending on your roll, we'll see the level of ally that you will get.
You get one enemy.
I will actually, yeah, I have a list of captains from ranging from.
I'm going to do Grace and Flourish because, I mean, I'm trying to impress these people.
Sure. Yeah.
Or yeah. At least.
Oh yeah,
just kind of talk to it, see what I get.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Four fives.
Four fives.
It's the biggest
partial success.
So
why is this happening?
Like I said, you guys will never see four sixes again.
You're right.
There are four fives.
This is the most partial a success
God
can
damn.
Get.
I can't wait to get four threes by the time it gets
damn
on me.
It.
I think you come across. Captain Milo Stars. Oh, yes, you're going to be friends with Captain Milo Stars. A wide captain of It'll Pass. Tall and wide, this Ectus captain is rumored to be the best explosive expert of the sea, but none have ever witnessed him at his craft. He's basically this giant
cactus with a giant like belly, like a gourd-shaped cactus. And as he walks around, you can hear some glass clinking around inside of him. And you're just kind of walking around. I think you walk past the big red brig, and you just see this giant dude who's got like this loincloth of like where his belly button should be. And you kind of run into him, and you almost kind of get hurt a little bit. But you run into him, and you hear glass kind of like clink, 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 clink.
Can you do that again? The clinking thing?
He doesn't move. He doesn't say anything.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I'm Captain Notcher.
He, like, you see his head just kind of move down towards you, and he puts out his hand, and he shakes it. And then you kind of hear, like, clink, 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 as he shakes it. He's, like, really shaking it.
Dude, you got some crazy rhythm going on in there. That's awesome. Hey, do you have a ship, dude?
And he nods his head.
Oh, okay. Like, do you want to be buddies?
He nods his head.
Sweet. Okay. Are you lost? You look like you're kind of just wandering.
He shakes his head.
No. Okay. Can you talk?
He nods his head.
Do you you friends, dude?
He nods his head.
And
then as you guys are kind of just standing out in the middle of the merchant like at level, having this very strange conversation,
we need a twist.
Oh yeah, what's the twist?
I think the twist should be impact and whatever, like, his friendship with this captain.
Okay.
Where it's just like, where he really, really makes a good impression. Like, okay. The guy is, maybe there's some romantic tension there.
Sure, maybe. All right, we're going to go with this then.
Yes, romantic tension.
Yes, I agree. Captain Milo Stars, he nudges his head to kind of follow, like, gesturing for you to follow him.
Okay.
And he pulls you off to the side, like out of view from all the shops, out of view from all the main traffic, still on the mercantile level. And he gestures to his loincloth. With his big stubby arms, he like points at it. And he shakes his head.
I think we miscommunicated somewhere.
But you see him like, with pins for fingers, like pin needles for fingers, you see him grab the edges of the top of the loincloth and like jump, like flick it up. It doesn't reveal anything. He doesn't lift it up. But as he flicks it up, you see a key pop out and it lands on the ground.
Oh, okay.
And he says, and he nods his head. He doesn't say a thing.
Is this for me?
He nods his head.
Oh, was it open?
You take a look at the key. You see that there's a big plastic art. You've never held plastic in your hand before. This is very strange to you. It's pristine. It's white. And it looks like one of those like tappable cards that like has the IED readers. Mm-hmm. And on it, it says, Dockmaster Access.
Will you really give him this to me, dude?
I mean, I'm going to need it back.
Oh, totally. But like, okay, well, like, I'm going to be at the dance tonight. And so, like, if you're cool, I'll hold on to it till then. And then if you're going to be there, I'll give it back to you then.
He nods his head.
All right. I honestly, though, like, I did not catch your name.
And he walks away and you hear all the clinking on the clinks. And you're looking at the card again and you see Milo Stars on the back of the card.
Okay. See you, Clinky.
Clinkly, 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 clink, as he waddles away. You've made a very good ally. You're a friend. You were allies with Milo Stars and his crew.
Nice.
Will, what are we doing?
I am going to go to where they sell seals, or try to find where they sell seals.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to get seals for Morka.
Gotcha. This place is going to be pretty busy. And also, getting seals for ships is going to be difficult.
That makes sense.
Just because this is so early, I don't want to cut for impact.
I mean, you can cut for impact and I can put in my new naturally hallucinogenic to bring it back up.
Yep, there it is. Thank you. You figured it out. All right, go ahead and roll. So you want to try to get seals for your ship?
Yep.
All right.
Do you want me to look at the...
The seals?
But the stuff specifically for diving.
Yes, if you could pull that up.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just trying to look for diving equipment for the ship so others can survive down there.
So yeah, seals are going to definitely help you out.
Okay.
You explain the nature of your ship, and they say really all you need is just kind of like a place to cover,
the main deck area, because it sounds like the animal can handle it itself.
Right.
So let's roll. Let's roll to see how well you can.
So I'm going
to
roll delve.
Okay.
Because I think it makes sense that, like, if I'm down there, I know what to look for and, like.
Gotcha. Yeah. You know what you're looking for your ship. You have the experience of it.
Great. And then iron, I guess. Tides, instinct. Tides?
I'd say tides. I think tides is a good one. Yeah.
So I've cut for impact and a 4 is my. Oh. The
2 3s.
Sorry. I get one more die. I remembered how cutting works.
2 4s and 2 3s.
2 4s, but, 2 3s, but a 4 gets cut.
That second 4 saved his ass.
Yes, it did. So it's at a 4. It's still a mixed success. There is conflict. I think you are going to get used parts just because of the sparsity. I think a lot of captains have assumed that there's going to be a lot of trinkets underneath the waves. And so they've gotten the best seals that there are. So now all that's left is hand-me-down parts.
Okay.
So when you get the seals, it can be whatever one you want. We're going to hand this over to you for you to choose what seals you want for the ship.
Yeah. Okay. So you're saying, like, it should be a pressure shell?
Yes, a pressure shell.
Because that is required.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. And you'll be able to do that. There is one more required thing for diving, I think.
Scrubbers are only heavily suggested.
Okay.
But
you'll be fine.
Would it be possible to get those two?
Like, if you want
to
do another roll, you absolutely can.
Yeah, I mean.
But whatever you pick, I'm going to ask you to make a track on the ship sheet or your sheet.
Okay.
That says worn down and add a mark to it. And it is going to be a 4 track.
With one mark on it.
Yes. Correct, correct, correct.
Right now, we do actually technically have one of the options, which is called nothing but prayers. So
this is true.
So this is better. This is an improvement.
This is a lot better than that.
Because I don't think, I think only one of us is good at praying. So
yeah, but there is a twist to this.
There is a twist. What is the twist?
Oh, there's two twists. Oh,
no, just one. Just
there's
one.
Two threes and two fours.
It just counts as one.
Right. Yeah, you only do one twist for it, even if you did multiple doubles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Twist is he was convincing enough to get, like, it's run down, but it was going to go to somebody else.
Oh, so he took it away from somebody else.
Oh, I like that.
Is there anybody in mind that you want to take it away from?
I mean.
Or do you just want me to say it's taken away from somebody?
Plucky Patty walks away grumbling.
Yeah, take it from Plucky Patty.
Yeah, I think, yeah, it can be a random person. Yeah. Just anyone but one of our allies.
Let me improve it upon it. Actually, let's say it's black market goods, and it was stolen off of a ship.
Oh, okay.
Anybody but Plucky Patty or Teenwa, it could be stolen from.
Anybody but Plucky Patty or Teenwa?
Yes.
Jarvis?
Yeah.
No.
You guys are just going to kick this guy while he's down, dude. Hey,
he kicked us first.
This is true. This is true. You guys teach a lesson very well.
I'm debating between two because two of these sound like they'd be Sybin. There is a wick thatch, which is a mat of wild sea grasses and vines woven between reinforced poles. And then the other one is a hood willow, which is a tree growing from the deck itself.
I love the hood willow. It's so
just
cool.
A second tree growing up around the first one.
I think, yeah, that's going to be yours.
Great.
Okay, we'll do hood willow.
So what plant-based captain would have had a hood willow?
I kind of want it to be from one of my
games. And what's funny is hood willow also has depth of 4, which makes sense with your 4 track.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Which captain do you want it to be? Captain Zenix, the Roach, which is Jarvis, Eleanor Drudge, which is who you talked to.
Oh, she would have the hood willow, but she's also...
Smokes Joe Latois, the Devil's Wrath. Yeah, those are the ones that you have.
Yeah, maybe Smokes.
You're going to take it from Smokes. You guys haven't met him. No harm, no done. Exactly. You don't know the harm that you've done.
We didn't even know it was stolen.
Perfect. This was stolen from Smokes Joe Latois, and nobody was the wiser about it, except for the merchant, and you don't need to worry about it. But if Smokes Joe Latois sees you...
What the hell?
He won't. We're covered in trees.
This is true.
We are tree. Wait, what is our ship? It has trees, vines. We have really high stealth.
I'm just loving this idea that he goes, "Hey, that's mine," and we go, "No, it's not." No. And he goes, "Yeah, it is."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you want to try to find scrubbers?
We can give it a shot, right?
All right, try to do it. Why not?
Same idea, or
yep.
Double fives.
Yeah, double fives.
Do we get another ship's stuff?
That's the twist that you want. But yes, you were able to find a scrubber. I think the same deal. So 4 marks, 4 tracks, 1 marked. Use scrubber. What is a twist?
You guys are going to make it stolen again? Jarvis. Yeah, you really want to say Jarvis? You want to say Jarvis's scrubbers are stolen?
No, he just said Jarvis shits himself.
He just put the man to shit in pants. Is that all? Is that what we all want?
He's in blown
up. Is this what we all want? Dylan, you've said it into existence. I think I have to say that's what it is.
I think we get a whisper that it's Jarvis shits himself.
Jarvis, a man trapped in a stranger ship, panics and just shits his pants.
No.
He's been trapped in this ship for probably about 5 hours now, not knowing where else to go, knowing full well there's probably a toilet on this ship. But he cannot find it, and he shits his pants. He's filled with shame and remorse and contemplates all the choices of his life that got him to this point. Are you all happy with the twist?
Now he's going to be...
I love it.
Now
Jarvis the broken.
Also, it's perfect. Yeah,
exactly.
My conic struts. It's literally fungus in your ship.
Oh, great.
To scrub.
Perfect.
The last thing that has to happen is he has to be on Gale Glade's ship.
Gale Glade, he shits himself on Gale Glade. Ship. Holy shit, dude. No. No. That's a fate worse than death.
For those of you who don't know, because I don't know if we were recording.
Gale Glade, I made her a character that like kidnaps people and like experiments on them and turns them into Zelecrae. Like there's rumors that the bottom of her ship is filled with the spiders that make up Zelecrae. And so this
is a bad place to shit yourself.
that's a whisper. I think everyone at the table gets the whisper.
He shitted himself.
A bad place to shit yourself.
A bad place to shit yourself. Can we do that? Is that okay?
Everybody's got a roll. Whoever gets the highest is gonna get this whisper.
Oh no, I think everyone should get one use of that.
Six.
Three.
Who got it?
Sam.
Lucas got a bad place to shit yourself.
A bad place
I'm
to
admiring
shit yourself.
This key and just what the.
You know I'm getting a sense of this.
Yeah, you just feel like a whisper fly into your head, just like, zoom, a bad place to shit yourself.
Honestly,
you
the
don't
last
know-
things a man hears before he becomes spider.
Jarvis shits himself on Gale Glade's ship.
And I may be the only person outside of him who knows about it.
Yep, all of you forget about this event.
Holy shit.
All right. Good job, Will. You did this.
Our ship can dive now.
This is fantastic.
That is actually a really big help.
I said he shits himself as a fucking show.
Best be careful. Yeah.
We're
you know, the whole reason this is the final race is because of you. As a joke. What?
I was going to say, now it's your turn.
I'm done.
All right. Nah, I'm done.
I know what Dylan, I want.
Your montage. What are we doing?
All right.
Are you trying to find some allies? You're trying to find some stuff, rumors? What are you trying to do?
We don't have any rumors, right? Like, we don't have a starting point or anything.
You have one rumor, which is people have been given dock access.
Right. Confirmed.
Yeah. Confirmed. Yes. Yeah. Let's go over this for a second. Jarvis the Thief was given dock access, is the rumor that you got.
And he ended up shitting himself.
And then you just got confirmation that Milo Stars was given dock access.
Another explosives guy.
Yes, they're both crashes. Yes.
But Seaborn, a third explosives guy,
yes,
did
was not
get it.
Correct.
Or at least claimed he did not.
Yeah, no one checked. Yeah.
I mean, like, they're younger.
Well, yeah, they're not as seasoned. So maybe they're like more persuadable into doing shitty things before the race starts. But my problem is I want to do things I'm not good at. So let's...
That's all right. You still got to try. You can still roll.
What if I... Because other thing. Yeah.
As a aside, there is an A-B to how it says skills can be used sometimes. Mm-hmm. So if you... I know you have like really high break mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So if you want to intimidate people into giving you information... if you want to have a display of strength or
that is what I was kind of thinking, was kind of like doing a display of strength in order to like win people over.
Yeah.
Like have people want to be my ally.
Yeah.
And one other thing I was wondering, and I wanted to run it by you guys, was like, do we need more crew on this ship?
Yes.
So would also be to possibly like...
You want to recruit a crew?
Yeah, maybe get some more crew on the ship.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Go for it. Actually, I did... There is a place kind of like in the bazaar where there are like sailors who want to be recruited to be on the ships. So yeah, you can absolutely kind of go down there and kind of like see... If you can get any good bunches, if you want to take a look
at that. I'll do that.
Sure.
Or can I fucking peacock my strength and any of them be like, yo, man, like my going rate was this, but for like you?
You can definitely do that.
Yeah.
That might actually give you access to stealing crew from other ships.
Okay.
And you want to do something like that?
Yeah, por qué no los dos?
Sure. All right, give it a roll. See how strong you are. You want crew.
I want crew. So this is going to be an iron and break.
I ask only to make sure that, like, the moral implications of stealing crew from other captains.
Yeah.
Is that something that you vibe with? Something that you're aligned with?
I think there is a perseverance in Rise to win.
Yeah.
And while he would not like to hurt anybody along the way, there is a bit of zealotry in him in that,
absolutely.
Like, if people join me, they're going to...
I dig that.
We're building it up again.
Prove it.
All right. Yeah, I can't wait for you to roll doubles again so we can find out what else happened to Jarvis.
You mean Jarvis, Spider-Man?
Jarvis kills Gale Glenn.
He shit so hard.
He's out in the upswing.
this poor fuck.
All right.
That's a six.
A six and a twist.
Six and two twos.
And a twist.
And a three. All right, so with a six is a successful display of strength. What did you do?
What else is by this tree? What else do we have here?
One thing that I want to talk about is there is a tradition before the day of the race where there are flags sticking at the very top of the tree. Mm-hmm. And I think I mentioned this on our first session. There's a tradition that was started in the Knot, like a few races in, where, as good luck, sailors would take their ship's colors, climb the tree, either from the outside or the inside, and try to put it on the highest point of the tree, which is like nosebleed levels of like atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Not quite as high as all the floating rocks in the sky, but pretty high up for a climb.
Right.
So you see, especially now, like there's dozens upon dozens upon dozens of just like old ship flags, some that are still in the race, some that have like perished in the race that no longer fly, are just flailing in the air. So like as you approach, like the leaves of this tree, the top of the tree at the very center of it look like colored like leaves.
Got it.
It's gorgeous. So I think you can absolutely do that as a like a feat of strength, like just quickly climb this tree and amass it just to show off that you can do it.
Yeah, well, I want to climb this tree.
Yeah.
And if I can, I want to grab my old ascension flag and move it up.
Abso-fucking-lutely. You do exactly that. You climb the top with ease. You place this flag. You know exactly where it is. You grab it. You climb even higher. How high do you go?
You moon bounce from branch to branch.
Boing, boing. Has Teenwa put up a flag yet?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put it just above Teenwa.
Just above Teenwa. You're going to have to roll for this.
Sure.
I would argue that you can use Wave Walk because you're technically walking on trees.
Yeah. Cool. I'll use Wave Walk. Wave Walk and Teeth?
Yes.
The six. Two sixes, two fours.
So we've got two twists that we're going to give to you as well.
Two twists?
Because he had a twist the last roll as well.
I see.
You get past his flag with ease. And you kind of stop to think like, yeah, Teenwa's crew probably could have gone higher. Why didn't they?
Uh-huh.
And you climb high. What's the twist? What are the two twists?
I think that, what is the tempest of like whisper when whispers kind of float up and when they don't reach an ear and they just start swirling like the beginning of a storm? He kind of finds himself in the convergence of a whisper tempest at the top of the tree.
I'll do you one better, actually.
Yeah.
You saw, as you climb up, this is going to be a rumor.
Okay.
You get to the top of the tree and you notice that there is a storm brewing over the tree.
Mm-hmm.
But as you kind of get closer, you notice that this Sorm is centralized on this tree. Mm. You're looking out across all the wild sea. You have a full 360 view. There are no other storm clouds in sight. It is actually a relatively clear day. As you were pulling in or like dropping down, you noticed that there were a few clouds, but now that it's cleared up, you just see this gray storm cloud centered above this tree. And you get this inkling that it is related to whispers somehow. Mm. You kind of put the two and two together, like now that every captain has a whisper maker who's actively making whispers, you're looking down and you see like white wisps kind of flowing around, like whispers moving around, which is really cool to see from so high up. You never really witnessed that kind of thing, but there's a lot of whispers moving around down there. As you kind of put that two and two together, you notice like, oh, there's correlation. Mm. Maybe it's not an exact science. It's a really good hunch, but right. You feel that the two are related.
So storm at, what's the place we're called again?
It is Wishmaker's Isle.
Got it. So a storm at Wishmaker's Isle and the introduction of a bunch more whisperers.
Yes.
Got it.
Oh, that's like the reveal.
Before you got your wish or your whisper maker, there was no storm. Mm-hmm. But now that you're high up in the trees and have a bird's eye view of everything.
Got it. So this is like forming.
Forming, yes. Yeah. Forming, yeah.
Can I pitch a whisper as the other twist?
And I was going to pitch for the other twist because he's trying to recruit people, right?
Yeah.
What if being so impressed by seeing what he did, Jarvis's first mate decides to defect and asks to join his crew?
Is that what we want, guys? Is that what we want?
I just want to throw that out there.
I mean, is it a twist if that was what I was going for?
I mean, yeah.
I will say, we just remember why Jarvis was trying to kill me.
Yeah.
Was because I killed his captain.
Yeah, yeah.
So his first mate was okay.
No. What if he didn't like him?
Just, you know, throwing it out.
It sounds like we may have a no for this twist.
Just maybe.
Is this a no, Michael?
I think it's going to get me murdered.
Counter-argument.
Counter-argument.
Do it for the vine.
Do it for the vine. This is a really compelling argument.
It is the wild sea. You have to do so many things for the vine.
Just kidding. Like, if you're opposed, we don't have to.
I'm saying,
be fair, he's not defecting for you. He's defecting for the Reverend.
I'm
going to
give you an ally, and I'm going to give you a crewmate. Okay. Because two things happen when you're up there. You put your flag above everyone else's. Mm-hmm. While you're up there, you notice something. High in the trees, maybe just like inches away from you. You didn't even notice them, excuse me. You see this dandelion-esque Ectus. Coming from the Tallshank Dandelay, this variant of an Ectus resembles a dandelion puff. Their head is a tight bundle of seeds that is bound together with a bright yellow fabric knot to reveal the face of the captain. Their torso is scrawny and weak, but wrapped in several layers of thick, fibrous cloth that hangs loosely between their arms and legs, a mark of the shanklings that come from Dandelay. Strapped to their shoulders is a long firearm made up of scrap wood, steel, and a massive scope carved out of a pre-V Coke bottle. Hanging from around the captain's neck is a well-worn pouch full of some mysterious herbal concoction. They're sitting on a branch just above you, and their voice startles you because you didn't notice that they were there, and they have their sniper effectively like kind of out. You just hear like this low gruff murmur of just like, nice climbing skills.
Well, I suppose I fail in comparison. How long have you been up here?
I've been up here since you got here, Reverend. I saw you on your way down.
Do I recognize the captain?
I think this is a captain that you've only heard about. This is a captain that you've never seen. Because people from Ectus, from Dandelay, are rare.
Right.
So this is a very rare captain.
You have advantage on me yet again.
I do my best to do so. Don't feel too bad. I have an advantage on everyone right now.
Keep hold of it. But if you're willing to part with your name...
Oh, my name. And excuse me. They kind of go like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm not used to socializing. It's Captain Livery Windsor. And you know that they are the captain of the high class.
Ah, Captain Windsor. It's nice to put a face to the name. I've heard of you.
Really?
Indeed. I
Good things, I hope.
I have. Your demeanor matches the name of your ship, so I hear.
Hmm. Compliments. Thank you.
Not one for socializing.
No. That's why I stay up here in the trees. I like having the vantage view. It helps me a lot.
You know, you could always go higher.
I could.
Point to the big rock.
Too high for me.
What's wrong? Don't want to see it as high as it can go, huh?
I like my roots planted in the ground.
That's good. I'm refinding mine, I think.
Good. I want to help you with that.
Do you?
I have some extra crew. I'd like to loan one to you. Your display of strength, finding me, I'm amazed by. And I've heard that it's useful to have allies in this race.
Indeed it is.
And it seems like you'd be a very good one to have.
And I think you would be a good one to have as well.
Good.
Your firearm is remarkable.
Handmade.
Really?
Yes. Made it myself.
Tinkerer?
What are you doing? What are you guys doing over here?
We were just miming that you guys should kiss.
Ah, I see.
We're on mic, so we can't talk about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of fingers.
You just hear Venek go, kiss!
He goes, no, I'm just a shooter. Just a slinger.
Well, Captain Windsor, what can I give him back?
I think you kind of like look around on your person to try to give him something. You think, is it, I need nothing. I have so much information. I'm good. I just want an ally.
I believe you have one. I'll switch over to G.I. Joe hand. I was climbing with G.I. No, I was climbing with Lego hands.
Yeah. And yeah, they put out their hand and they shake. I said, this is very strange custom.
Yeah, I'm, you know, it's, I loaded up with too many and then some of them are used for different things. And I don't know why they don't have like, just like the, I'm getting into philosophical.
I enjoy this. No, this is good.
Well, this is good.
Yes.
Well, I suppose I'm intruding upon your space.
Not at all.
I thought you were talking to me.
No, not at all. I will not kiss. I will not kiss this man.
You can look for us, the ship that is also a Morca.
I know. I clogged you.
It's
where
just,
you come from.
It's just Mark.
Big name reveal tomorrow.
Oh?
Yes.
Well, good luck on your climb down.
You as well, but I feel like it'll be easier for you.
It will be.
And I'll just...
Oh, no. Yeah, you just let go, fall backwards, eye contact the whole time. Fall off. You're going to catch yourself in the fall?
Yeah.
That's a roll.
No. I'm going to... I'm taking myself out of the campaign right now.
Guys, I didn't tell you. I have so many conflicts.
There's two things that happen.
There wasn't even an awning.
You break to pieces. Uh-huh. Or there's a cartoonish hole and you just fall through the metal.
It's the shape of me. Yeah,
the shape of you. Uh-huh. And you continue to fall through the trees. That's what happens.
I can't like grab onto the side and like...
Unless you roll.
Yeah. Great. What do I need?
If you don't roll, one of those two things will happen.
Great. Yo, I'm rolling.
Wave walk.
Yeah, teeth and wave walk, baby.
Not going to be wave.
Teeth and...
Because you are now falling back onto the dock.
Iron embrace.
Brace is good.
That's also what you call... That's also what you call hugging Reverend Rise.
Yeah.
Iron embrace.
Iron embrace.
I can't use like rocket
so
spit
good.
Here, right?
What?
Like this, nah. I'm just trying to fucking find ways to.
Yeah, hey, dude, you let go.
If you have an aspect.
Yeah, you're right. What was I worried about,
hey,
baby?
That's a 6, a 1, and a 3. You're good. No twists.
What was I even
here.
Worried about?
You fall back. You've done this before. You've had so much practice falling from high places. You were able to spin around in the air. You see that there's like a perfect open space where people are just like, whoa! And you're just kind of like, there's a part of you that just kind of like flips open mm-hmm. and just like slowly catches your descent.
Gantic
either
Buzz
like a,
Lightyear wings.
The deflated
fucking Buzz Lightyear wings.
Yeah,
sure, why not?
That's what it is.
It's just falling like a, it's just style. Like 100 Buzz Lightyear wings, just like all stuck together.
I love that. And you're able to just fall with grace. You have a track on your thing, which is Ascension
Awareness.
Ascension Awareness? Go ahead and mark one more.
Oh my God.
Falling from the tree like that, people are blown out of the gourd.
So cool.
It's very cool.
And then
that and moving the flag up one more, you get another mark on that.
Oh my God. You guys.
And that completes the track. That completes
the track.
You land back down on the ground. And I think a lot of the residents of the bazaar kind of like come up to you and go like, oh my God, you're from Ascension. Ascension's so cool. I didn't know Ascension was part of the race. This is so cool. I've heard so many great things about Ascension. Oh my God. People are now talking about Ascension.
Wonderful. That's what we wanted.
Which is...
That's also, it's a drive.
That's a drive of
yours. Improve rep of Ascension.
You've done exactly that. I think that counts as a milestone, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
We know the rules of this game.
But... Yeah, that happens. That's insane.
Great.
You're able to complete that try.
Cool. I didn't think I was going to roll today.
You were trying so hard not to. So the sequences are done. I think now it is about the time. It's nighttime now. Sleepy, sleepy time. There is.
Why don't we just role play the whole dance for another episode, huh?
Yeah, let's do that. Actually, as you guys finish up your day-to-day stuff, meeting friends, getting ship parts, making new allies, collecting samples.
And not shitting ourselves.
And not shitting yourself.
That narratively, we know.
That's a big deal.
I can't shit myself.
You come back to the ship at the end of the day to kind of like gather your resources and share your information. Everybody comes together to kind of share everything that they've gotten and what they've done. And as you're getting back onto the ship, you see... In the belly of the beast, the Morca.
Just Morca.
You see Christine. She's still in her white, but she looks terrified. And you hear her go, as her eyes roll in her head and she turns to mist. And behind her, you see another woman with black short hair and a very similar getup that Christine was wearing. With a knife where Christine's back once was. And that's where we'll end it. Thank you for listening. Check us out online at roleplaygamepod.com. Please consider supporting us at patreon.com/RPGPOD. Again, that's roleplaygamepod.com and patreon.com/RPGPOD. Thank you again for listening.